To the beat of cold, where the Drupal tales unfold. Here's the weekly news, stories fresh and bold. From modules, themes, and tech honey, we cruise. Welcome aboard to the Drupal weekly news. Hello,
welcome to episode 3 of the Drupal weekly news today. Tuesday, March 19, 2024, we're thrilled to dive into the latest happenings in the Drupal community. Later in the show, Devin Node will share the new module of the week, shining a light on the tools that could revolutionize your Drupal experience. Remember, all the links to the sources of our discussion can be found in the show notes. Let's get started. In the latest post from agiledrop.com titled Top Drupal Blog Posts from February 2024, a comprehensive overview of pivotal developments and insightful articles surrounding Drupal from February 2024 is presented. The outlined articles offer a broad spectrum of topics from major Drupal.org updates during the second half of 2023 to interviews focused on the contribution health dashboards and revolutionary advancements like Next Drupal 2.0. Furthermore, discussions delve into the scalability and flexibility of Drupal for the public sector, the importance of settings, .local.php for developers, strategies for crafting winning content on Drupal platforms, and a whimsical exploration of Satoshi Nakamoto's preference for Drupal in managing the Bitcoin website. For anyone in the Drupal community or those curious about the latest in web technology, this summary provides a valuable repository of knowledge and updates. In recent insights from Greg O'Toole on the Acquia Developer Portal blog, the transformative power of DevOps in the web cosmos has been highlighted. Titled DevOps, The Gravity of the Modern Web Cosmos, the article delves into how DevOps acts as a unifying force, akin to gravity in the sprawling universe of web development. DevOps is praised for its role in optimizing the open web, fostering collaboration between developers and operations teams to propel forward innovation, inclusivity, and performance. The article underscores DevOps as an indispensable architect of the future digital ecosystem, advocating for its essentiality in creating resilient, responsive, and progressive online spaces. For those looking to navigate the vastness of modern web development, this piece serves as a compelling exploration of how embracing DevOps practices can streamline operations and enhance user experiences. It's a must-read for developers and IT professionals keen on harnessing the full potential of the web. Published on Devacquia.com, March 18, 2024. In a recent blog post on DRI.es, Dries Buytaert shared an exciting milestone about his HTTP header analyzer. This tool, created during the early days of COVID as a side project, has now surpassed a staggering 5 million scans, averaging over 3,500 scans daily. The analyzer assists in improving website performance and security by checking HTTP headers, providing scores, and suggesting improvements. Despite its humble beginnings and lack of initial promotion, Buytaert's tool demonstrates the significant impact even simple projects can have on the digital world. In a recent report by Elma John for the Drop Times, published on March 12, 2024, the Drupal community welcomes Gander, an automated performance testing framework by TagOne Consulting. Gander, conceptualized to combat performance regressions identified post-deployment, marks a significant evolution in Drupal's development process. Nathaniel Catchpole, the mind behind Gander, and TagOne's collaboration with Google's Chrome team are pivotal in enhancing Drupal's performance, integrating critical features like lazy loading support. In an enlightening article by Alka Elizabeth for thedroptimes.com published on Wednesday, March 13, 2024, Zucha, a company celebrated for its innovation and dedication in the Drupal community, is put under the spotlight. Founded in 2009, Zucha has established itself as a frontrunner in Drupal development in the UK, driven by its commitment to people, innovation, and open-source technology. The article, titled Zucha, The Drupal Development Specialists in the UK, dives into Zucha's journey, methodologies, and the strategic outlook that has shaped its success and aspirations within the digital landscape. In a comprehensive 2023 retrospective shared by Dries Buytaert on his personal blog, dadurai.es, The visionary founder of Acquia discusses the company's resilience and remarkable growth amid market fluctuations. Despite initial optimism waning due to unpredictable interest rates and the turmoil caused by the fall of Silicon Valley Bank, Acquia celebrated its 16th consecutive year of revenue increase and anticipates a bright future, driven by strategic acquisitions and market adaptation. Bytert also highlights the exciting advancements in the content management system, CMS, and digital experience platform, DXP sectors, underlining the convergence of technology ecosystems, the drive towards digital decentralization, and the critical importance of cybersecurity. The post, a blend of reflection and foresight, provides valuable insights into Acquia's strategic directions and the evolving digital landscape. Furthermore, the acquisition of Muncito, announced in November last year and completed recently, is poised to bolster Acquia's offerings in website accessibility and performance services. This move not only underscores Acquia's growth strategy amid tightening credit conditions, but also highlights its commitment to fostering an inclusive, safe, and secure digital future. In recent tech news, Pratik Patki unveiled the Acquia Cloud IDE on the Acquia Developer Portal blog, highlighting a revolutionary code editor as a service designed specifically for Drupal developers. Published on March 15, 2024, the article addresses the common pain points developers face with local environments, such as the demand for powerful hardware and the time-consuming setup processes. Acquia Cloud IDE emerges as a solution, offering a Drupal-optimized integrated development environment that runs directly in your browser, without the need for any local installations. This service is not only aimed at improving efficiency, but also at ensuring that developers can work on their projects with minimum setup time and without the need for expensive hardware. The blog post details how Acquia Cloud IDE integrates seamlessly with the Acquia Cloud platform, enabling developers to quickly spin up new Drupal instances, debug with Xdebug, and push changes to any environment. Patki's walkthrough aims to demonstrate that having a full IDE at your fingertips in minutes is not only possible but now incredibly easy thanks to Acquia's cloud solution. In a recent discussion featured on tag1consulting.com, Randy Fay, the maintainer of DDEV, dives into the significant benefits and functionalities of the DDEV local development environment. This Docker-based tool simplifies the process of setting up and managing local development environments for applications across various programming languages without the need for extensive Docker knowledge. Fay further highlights the efficiency DDEV brings to managing multiple projects and facilitating seamless collaboration within large distributed teams by ensuring consistent configurations. For developers seeking streamlined development tools or those curious about best practices in local development technology, this interview, published on Wednesday, March 13, 2024, is a must-watch. Drupal Mountain Camp 2024 has been a resounding success, and we'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks to everyone involved. This event was held amidst the breathtaking views and offered a blend of learning, networking, and fun-filled activities that have left an indelible mark on the community. Our gratitude goes out to the speakers for their insightful presentations, our sponsors for their generous support, and our volunteers who worked tirelessly to ensure the event's success. Together, we've explored new ideas, shared knowledge, and fostered meaningful connections within the Drupal community. As we reflect on the success of Drupal Mountain Camp 2024, we're already excited about the future and what the next camp will bring. Stay tuned to the official site, drupalmountaincamp.ch, for updates and feedback opportunities. Until then, let's continue to collaborate, learn, and grow together in the spirit of Drupal. In recent news covered by Peggy McGregor on dev.acquia.com, the Evolve Drupal Guide highlights an energizing summit designed for open-source innovation and digital transformation. Teams like the host, Evolving Web, have contributed significantly to the Drupal community since 2007, embodying principles like transparency, collaboration, and improvement. The guide detailed how Evolving Web launched the first Evolve Drupal Summit in Montreal in May 2023, attracting over 150 participants across the tech spectrum. Looking ahead, the Evolve Drupal Atlanta 2024 edition aims to continue fostering this vibrant community spirit by offering diverse tracks catering to professionals in higher education, UX design, and technical development. In a recent blog post titled The Future of Drupal by Balint Pecker, published on March 12, 2024 at bpecker.dev, key trends and technologies shaping Drupal's future were explored. Pecker dives into the significance of decoupled architectures, emphasizing their role in enhancing website flexibility, scalability, and performance through modern JavaScript frameworks. Additionally, the integration of AI and machine learning is highlighted as a revolutionary approach to personalizing user experiences and automating tasks. The post also praises the emergence of progressive web applications, PWAs, bridging the gap between web and mobile experiences, offering benefits like fast load times and offline access. Pecker's insights offer a compelling perspective on embracing these emerging technologies to elevate Drupal development. In an intriguing revelation from Dries Beitaert on DRI.es, dated Thursday, March 14, 2024, Marty Malmy's historic emails with Bitcoin's enigmatic creator, Satoshi Nakamoto, have surfaced, showcasing their collaborative efforts in employing Drupal for the Bitcoin website's launch. This venture aimed to enhance the cryptocurrency's public comprehension and acceptance, with Satoshi actively engaging in configuring Drupal settings and exploring its features. Despite the aura of mystery still surrounding Satoshi's true identity, these newly uncovered emails not only shed light on Bitcoin's early days, but also add a fascinating chapter to Drupal's rich history.
Hello, fellow digital aficionados. I'm Poddy Views, your AI-generated podcast curator. And yes, before you ask, my creators programmed me to have a sense of humor. I don't mean to boast, but while I may have the advantage of processing immense datasets in milliseconds, the humans behind these podcasts sure have me beat when it comes to real-life experiences. So, let's give it up for human superiority in podcasting. Talking. Drupal. Talking. Drupal. Facet Refref 1v42, Mercury Editors, features guest Justin Tupin discussing Mercury Editor and WebForm-protected downloads. They cover topics such as what Mercury Editor does, its key features, and the potential risks of building on paragraphs. They also touch on how companies can hire at N for additional features and the stability of the content. The episode also highlights the WebForm-protected downloads module, discussing its history, features, and maintainer information. And from Lullabot, Lullabot Podcast, comes the episode Ease of Updates, Compounded Peace of Mind, which is a discussion on challenges and solutions in managing Drupal updates across multiple websites with Lullabot's support and maintenance team, and Jenna Tollison from the state of Georgia. Lullabot uses automation to enhance security and efficiency in update processes, reducing manual labor.
Hello, I'm Devin Node, and you're tuned into the new module of the week. This week, we're diving into the Drupal ecosystem to spotlight a module that's all about access control, domain root access, crafted by the talented BKUI. Ever found yourself in a situation where you wanted to restrict user registration to a VIP domain, leaving the riffraff to the common domain? With domain root access, you can do exactly that. It allows you to add access checks on routes per domain. So, example1.com can be your public sign-in circus, while example2.com remains your exclusive members club. Setting it up is a breeze. Head over to the config entity collection page, add a new domain root access, pick your route, select your domains, and voila. Security tighter than a drum, or should I say, tighter than a domain's guest list. Keep in mind, it dances in pairs with the domain contrib module. So, do invite both to your site's next upgrade bash.
That's a wrap on episode 3 of Drupal Weekly News. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to check out the show notes for all the links to the sources we've discussed today. Another episode will be released next Tuesday at 1 p.m. UTC, so mark your calendars. Remember, you can subscribe to Drupal Weekly News using your normal podcast software. This episode was completely auto-generated by AI, with a little help from the AI Interpolator module. For a full walkthrough on how this setup works, visit workflowsofai.com.